There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program moving along. The Good Day program features Jennifer Horn.
Hello.
And Rich McFadden and you.
Howdy.
And the stories from California start us out in this hour. The wildfires, there are 21 of them at last count. 134,000 acres have been burned. 10,000 firefighters are in deployment. Tens of thousands of residents have been evacuated. That's basically the number game out of California, the state struggling with yet another day of many of these fires, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. The Rocky Fire is the biggest one, 60,000 acres in three counties, and it's only contained just barely.
And people are dying. I mean, there's a firefighter that died. People are losing property. Very, very scary. That is the worst one by far. The one that also is of concern, it's under containment now, but there was a fire burning in Napa where because I'm a sommelier, wine. As you like to point out.
Yeah, sommelier.
Mm. Yes, a wine lady. That this impacts grapes because grapes will pick up the smoke. In fact, a few years ago, there was a fire in Napa, and that made an entire vintage with this smoky tinge to it. So that's of concern. Ooh. If you don't want wine to taste smoky.
How is
you
that?
Don't want
is that
fire.
Good or not good?
I mean, it depends on how severe it is. I mean, most of the vintage from a few years ago when the fire was there, I mean, I would say it's not to my taste. People still release the wine, but it definitely impacts. Yeah.
Hey. All right, that's one bit of news from California. Here's another one. Walnut Creek, California. Dateline Walnut Creek. Now, Richie, both you and Jennifer are going to be interested in this. There's a notification that's coming to your smartphone when traffic lights are about to turn green using your GPS. This town is linked through an app.
Genius.
This is really, this tells you how crazy the world has become. The app is linked to all of the traffic lights in this town and the traffic control center. It was developed by Contra Costa Transportation. It's connected Signals and the Transportation Commission together, which is designed basically to alleviate traffic problems and encourage drivers to focus on what they're doing at intersections. In other words, go where the green lights are.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what this is.
Pretty smart.
No, that's not what this is.
What is it?
This is, hey, dummy, stop looking at your Facebook page for light is green. That's exactly what this is.
No.
Because what's happening now is every green light, instead of 15 cars getting through it, 13 cars are getting through it.
On their
because
stuff,
this dummy up watching in the front is checking his Facebook
page.
That's
a good point. That is a point. It is a lot of that happens. I see that all the time at the lights. Hello, wait.
Yep.
And I try not to blow the horn. Meredith, however. But I'm very...
Hey, coming through.
Yeah, right. Let's go.
There is a sting operation going on for distracted driving in San Bernardino, California, and cops are actually dressing up like homeless people at the end of the freeway, you know, with the signs asking for money, and they're catching people.
Dresses.
And they're catching people who are sitting at the freeway off-ramp texting away.
And they're also doing one where they're dressing up as construction workers, and they're walking through, and nobody pays any attention to them, so they're sitting there tap, 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 and then it's, here's your ticket, ma'am, or sir, and which I think is not fair.
Mm.
If you're a cop, you got to catch me fair and square.
I am with you.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay?
If I'm
I think you could challenge that, probably.
And traffic.
Yeah, of course.
If a homeless guy starts writing me a ticket, you know what? Entrapment. I'm going to court.
That's right.
So,
Hey, is it bribery if you hand him a dollar?
Go buy him a cup of coffee. Here's your $15.
But in California, where do you find a cup of coffee for a dollar in California? Right. Thank you. All right. Some car news in a moment. I first want to, though, sort of a year after, a lot of people have been talking this week about Ferguson, and can you believe, first of all, that it has been a year since the shooting of that black teenager there? There have been any number of new measures addressing the police use of force in 24 states, some 40 new measures. There are a lot of activists who are not happy with the police, say that's not enough. When you look, however, into the life of Darren Wilson, the man who shot Michael Brown, he left Ferguson, lives in some place. The New Yorker magazine did not, to their credit, publish his street address or where he was. They just described it as a neighborhood near St. Louis. He's living a very quiet life. What does a guy do like that for a living after the fact? Yeah. What do you do with your life?
Yeah. Not much you can do.
No,
he's going to live with the dentist that shot Cecil the Lion.
Yeah.
They're going undercover.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, but there's something to be said for whatever it is.
Amazing how one day changes the entire course of your life.
A moment. Look at the guy who shot the that woman. The police officer, the Cincinnati, but that was Cincinnati, right? Who shot them? Was that another one? Who shot?
Yeah, no,
that
the, you mean
the one
guy
was
that,
in Texas.
Right. You mean the guy that shot the guy the campus cop.
I mean, there's so many of these things, you lose count, lose track. And that's why there's so much agitation going on right now to change things, whether it's Baltimore, that mess there, and that mess is a mess and a mess and a mess. And there doesn't seem to be anything. The will, is it political will? Is it just strength of leadership? Whatever it is, Baltimore is falling apart. Literally and figuratively. Man, I'm glad I don't know where I worked there for a while in the 80s. Whew. Unbelievable. I wanted to talk about Provia for a minute. Would you give me permission to do that? Provia? Hair?
Yeah, I don't really need any help with Provia, but I have some friends who do.
All right. So here's Rich Tomrisky. Friends who? You talking about me?
Well, I mean, it's more for you.
Yeah.
You could use a little bit.
I got a haircut yesterday, and
it went up on top and
it's got to have a little more Provia.
It's getting better. Yeah. I figured you would have been stone cold bald by now up there.
I wouldn't have been stone cold bald, but I don't have as much hair as I would like to have in certain places. So Provia gets the call, the hair thinning treatment from Chamonix that is proven to work on the main causes of hair thinning. It's safe. No side effects whatsoever. We have testimonial on top of testimonial on top of testimonial with people saying they use Provia. Amazing results. I mean, what would you expect me to say? Go on the air and say, you know what? This guy, Fred, says Provia sucks. No, I wouldn't do that. But I do know that when these people send in their approbations, that it is from the heart. And why wouldn't you? If you're happy with something, most people don't say anything if they're happy. They only complain about something that doesn't work. So it's refreshing to see people who say this is cool and good and it works. Call 800-525-8319 and get noticeable results when it comes to your hairline with Provia. 800-525-8319. If you're embarrassed by your thinning hair, be that way no longer. Call 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back. It's safe for colored hair, treated hair, and it has a volumizer, so it makes the hair that you have thicker while you're waiting for when the pores are cleansed out, the follicles of hair under your scalp start growing again. It's a great product for that reason. So, help yourself to a product that works, Provia, when you order at 800-525-8319 and mention my name, you get a second product, the Super Provia, absolutely free. So you get two for the price of one, plus you'll get priority shipping free. 800-525-8319. Get at it now while you're thinking about it. Bring your hair back or you get your money back. 800-525-8319.
You're getting very sleepy. Sleepy. You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session.
Huh?
Focus on the value.
Value.
How about
about a rewards program you'll actually use every day. Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plentywithani.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, W-R-I-T-E.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
How much longer until the KIDSs are back in SDHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? I'll do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Sears for back to school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now!
Oh, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See shopyourway.com for details.
All right, names in the news. Valerie Harper, we've been talking about her this week, recovering, hospitalized for an illness. She took to her Facebook page to clarify the reports. There was, I think we talked on Monday about her being in a coma, suggested that she was in trouble.
And was in a coma.
But apparently that's not true. She was taking medication that didn't agree with her. That's what she said on her Facebook page. No, she wasn't at all. She's been battling cancer, but she's working on a play in Maine called Nice Work If You Can Get It.
She just resigned from that, though.
Yeah, apparently Brenda Vaccaro is going to take over for her. But she says, I'm feeling great, want to continue to rest and enjoy my family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you hold a good thought for her under the circumstances, right? Isn't that how that works? Always want to hold a good thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. News from the Middle East that has nothing to do with war, or does it? The temperature yesterday in several Iranian and Iraqi cities reached 164 degrees.
And they don't have air conditioning over there.
No. Nope.
Even. I mean, not that air conditioning would even help you, but they don't have it.
So how, I mean, think about the way they dress. Right? They cover up everything.
It's loose, light clothing that protects them from the sun.
Yeah. But
that's
also
why they wear it, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, right. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? I mean, even naked, it would be awful.
Yeah. How is it that, by the way, the record in this area in Saudi Arabia was 178 degrees.
Mm. I mean, that's like, you know when they tell you to roast meat low and slow? I mean, that's the temp that you're roasting your meat at.
Right.
I mean, ugh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So it's very common for the temperatures to exceed $120 degrees at this time of year. This is how do you even begin to describe?
Make it look like Antarctica.
I know it, right? 21 after on Good Day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Friends, Stephen Gagnon and Hans Moorbach the Fourth. Jennifer, would you please?
Hi, Stephen. Hi, Hans. Moorbach the Fourth.
That's quite a good name.
I got Moorbach.
Yeah, right. Good to you.
Moorbach.
Baby's got back.
That's right.
Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen going back to this state in 1984 when the number 1, 2, 5 songs were pretty good pop songs. So we're starting, we'll go through the songs, number 5 to number 1, starting with Tina Turner. And What's Love Got to Do with It? Number 5 this week, 1984.
But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do it.
Okay. Number 4 from this week, The Boss. Great pop song. Roberta, who is a big Bruce fan on this program, likes Bruce to the nth degree. Doesn't like the pop songs, though. Doesn't like this song at all.
No, she wouldn't like this song.
I like this song.
I love
a
this
lot.
One. I like the hit.
Yeah, the Courtney Cox video.
This
yeah,
one?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
This is the one where he pulls the girl up out from the.
And she's the girl.
From the crowd. And, yeah, I mean, it's all of.
Yeah, right.
Right, and but it was pre-Friends.
Yeah.
So and it made her famous. It really did.
It, yeah.
Didn't hurt. Crank it up, Richie! Look at this. How do you think and figure out this kind of... This is really a pretty complicated song to do. When you think of the instrumentation in the background there. So, Dancing in the Dark was number 4 this week, 1984. Number 3 was an interesting collaboration between the Jacksons and Mick Jagger of the Stones. Called State of Shock.
I don't know if I remember this.
I don't either. I don't think I remember it.
Yeah.
You remember it?
Oh, yeah.
How would we know that he remembers? He couldn't be telling us the story, Jennifer. We wouldn't know.
He could, but we just have to trust him, Dougie.
Yeah, why?
Why would I admit to this?
What is it for you?
Possibly in it for me to say that I remember this song.
Ah, you could be hip and cool, Richie. Hey, all right. So that's number 3. Number 2 belonged to Ray Parker, Jr.
Oh, yeah.
This was the era of Woo! Ghostbusters.
You're in a coma.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everywhere.
Something strange in the neighborhood.
Who you gonna call?
Buster.
Something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters. All right, so that's number two. Number one song belongs to Prince, whichever name he's using. He's using like Prince.
He's back to Prince.
Yeah. This song has gotten our attention a lot in the last month or so here. Number one, When Doves Cry. I'm going to crank that music for a minute. Number one song this week, 1984. So Tina Turner was number five with What's Love Got to Do With It. Bruce Springsteen, number four, Dancing in the Dark. Jackson's and Mick Jagger, number three, State of Shock. Number two, Ray Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters. And this song was the number one hit for the week. Prince's When Doves Cry. Okay, for those
strange
of you
little man, this friend.
Who, yeah, a lot of people don't like him. Cause
I like him.
He's genius.
He's very smart, but he's also a little, I don't know, it's crude, the right way of putting it.
The sexual being.
Yeah.
In velvet.
You'd say that. But when you're 4 foot tall, I mean, it's, he's not be like
a little freaky.
Yeah.
So, Reddit. We talk a lot about social media, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. We have Pinterest, and I remember when we had a technology guy who was on the program named Clay, and he was always using Reddit. I don't know that we use. I don't go to Reddit.
We don't use it very much.
Clay was 19, and that's why he used Reddit. Because
they hit 8 billion page view.
Yeah.
Last month. Yeah.
You want to talk about the Daily Show getting young people to get news? So does Reddit.
Through this.
That's exactly.
Yeah, okay. 28 past the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
A sizable increase in the number of acres in the United States planted in grain sorghum. Today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Visionaries. They are the promise of our rural communities. And Farm Credit wants to honor them. Farm Credit 100, Fresh Perspectives, is a nationwide search for 100 men and women who are changing the face and future of rural America. In addition to sharing their stories, 10 honorees will receive a $10,000 cash prize. Nominate someone today at farmcredit100.com.
This year, U.S. farmers planted 8.8 million acres of grain sorghum, up 1.7 million acres from last year. For crops like corn or soybeans, those extra acres would be just a blip. For sorghum, it's a 24% increase. I asked Kansas State University Extension ag economist Dan O'Brien about it.
What had been years and years ago, wheat fallow rotations had given way to more intensive wheat summer crop fallow rotations. And if anything, with the moisture we've had this spring, there's a temptation, and probably more than a temptation, something acted upon to actually see some acreage that would have been put into fallow probably went into cropland just because we had available moisture to go with.
O'Brien says prices may have factored in as well.
With the moisture that we've had proactive planting. And if the central question is whether higher prices for grain sorghum have helped to spur farmers to vote with their planters with regard to what they might do in terms of the cropland, it does look like, as you look at Texas, Kansas, and also Oklahoma and Nebraska, all these states seeing some increase in 2015 in planted acreage for grain sorghum on a year-over-year basis.
For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let's have a good day today.
I just did.
What, you just have had a good day or you
I
still have?
I just decided.
Let's have a good day.
Yes.
Yes. You know who could join us in that party? Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, partying with a 110-year-old woman who says
that life is wonderful
if you drink.
She's so cool, this girl.
Hallelujah, sister.
So cool.
Hi, Jen Jen. What's the story?
All right, so this woman is 110 years old, and she credits her old age to drinking 3 Miller High Lifes a day, along with a shot of scotch.
Oh.
Every single day, she said that she can remember back, although her memory's a little fuzzy.
Agnes Benton is her name.
A doctor told her 45 years ago that she should drink 3 Miller High Lifes a day.
And smoke a pack of Camels.
70 years. I don't think they tell her that, but.
But now she's gotten so thin, and she eats such a small amount of food that her caretakers are saying she can't drink the beer. But on her birthday, she's hoping to still get a nice little shot of scotch. Isn't that cute?
It was 1950 whatever when they were saying, my doctor says,
yeah,
Camel.
Drinks.
Isn't
yeah,
it
exactly.
funny? Miller okay. High Life, though. Ask for it by name.
Wow,
I mean,
that's 1971.
So what's the best kind of whiskey? Whiskey wisdom. What's the best whiskey?
Well, it depends. There's Scotch whiskey, there's American whiskey, and there's Irish whiskey. Irish whiskey is like Jameson, Scotch is
right.
McKellen, and then American whiskey is like Jack Daniels.
Okay.
So it depends on what you like. I mean, it's all about taste. And
really?
It seems that Scotch is probably the peatiest. It's got the most peat.
So I thought Scotch was something different. Scotch is whiskey.
Scotch whiskey, yes.
And how did whiskey get called whiskey? Or bourbon, how do they come up with names?
I don't know where the
drinks.
Name whiskey came from. I mean, it's kind of like wine, but I mean.
But it sounds cheap. Whiskey sounds like it's bad.
It does?
Whiskey that name. Whiskey, that word.
Let me see.
That word, whiskey. Ugh. Doesn't sound good.
Scotch is derived from Scotland.
Yes.
Right.
Scotch.
Scotch. That's why they call it Scotch.
Yeah.
And Irish whiskey, I'm going to give you a big hint, it's from Ireland.
No! By the way, did you know that the Kennedy family, because old man Kennedy was a bootlegger.
Yeah, that's why they're rich.
The reason that they are rich is because every bottle of any kind of whiskey that comes here from outside the country, 7 cents out of the proceeds of that bottle goes to the Kennedy family. That's
and you know, whiskey is very in style right now. People,
is it?
Yeah.
Yes. It's, so it was wine, then it was beer, and now it's whiskey that's very popular.
By the way, Jennifer and her father, they're getting 7 cents for every bottle of wine that comes out of Napa Valley.
I wish. Yeah. Could you imagine? I wish. Yeah. Let's set that up.
Come on. By the way, this goes on. The old man, as much of a cur as he was.
My dad?
Said the old man Kennedy. I wouldn't call you father, old man.
Thank
He's
you.
He's my friend.
Cur.
He's my colleague. He's my
age. I know. Or a cur. Come on.
Or a cur, exactly. So anyway, no, this guy was bad, but he was smart. So after he won the election for his son by cheating in Chicago, there were trusts that were set up so that every generation of the Kennedys from now until the 12th of never, this 7 cents a bottle that comes in on all imported whiskeys and bourbons and scotch and that stuff, that will feed the Kennedy Center Trust forever. So there isn't one person that lives in that family, related to that family, will ever have to work a day in his or her life. Ever. Ever.
Not
ever.
So bad.
By the way, the word whiskey
is
the anglicization of the Gaelic word uiske, U-I-S-C-E, meaning water or lively water or water of
lively
life.
Water. I like lively water.
All right, so Richie, take us down the road to this story. These children who were handcuffed under the circumstances. I'm trying to figure this out. There's a lawsuit that's been filed against the police and our sheriff in Kentucky who violated the rights of these two children who have disabilities, apparently. Handcuffed them as a means of punishment.
Yeah, it looks like Kenton County Sheriff Kevin Summer.
Kenton County Sheriff
and
Kevin
another sheriff are named in, where are these guys from?
They're from Kenton County.
Kentucky. Okay.
Kentucky, right.
Kenton County, Kentucky.
Right.
Apparently the children have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And in one of the incidents involving an 8-year-old boy, which was captured on video and released by the ACLU, the third grader could be seen crying out in pain after the handcuffs were locked around his biceps above his elbows. And it was recorded in 2014. And then another student, 9-year-old girl, was also handcuffed twice in the fall of 2014. I saw this video. My heart breaks for this kid. Imagine your arms behind your back with handcuffs just above your elbows sitting in a chair. And the kid was crying. I would beat this cop down if I were the parents. Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine what kind of lawsuit they're going to come up on this thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, the attorney for the boy's family said he's got ADHD. And now it's a disability. It's pretty much too much sugar in your diet, kid. And the handcuffs have no place in school, they said. The ACLU is calling for an end to the shackling of kids. I didn't even know that you could lawfully put handcuffs on a kid in a school.
In this day and age, you wonder.
Yeah. So using law enforcement to discipline students with disabilities only serves to traumatize the children, the ACLU says, and it makes behavioral issues worse.
So you like the ACLU now. You didn't like the ACLU.
No,
stuff, you don't like the ACLU. See, I tell
what?
You, there's some good and bad in them.
The ACLU is all over. The left side of the street today, the right side of the street tomorrow, they're all over the place. So sometimes I like what they do, sometimes I don't.
Right. All right.
In this case, I agree with them, and that cop, what a beast.
Well, but then now you're back to the the same discussion about police officers, Richie, and you are always after me
because I am critical of some police officers. This is people and common sense.
Of course, that's what I'm telling you. The officers, the police have to be trained better so that they exercise some common sense. And every case is different. You don't handle everything by the book. You use discretion. You use intelligence. You use the thought process to figure stuff out.
Not to handcuff an 8-year-old boy and a 9-year-old girl.
God bless these dummies.
It just makes you wonder how they think they're going to get away with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, especially in this era.
And you know what I don't get is that somebody was filming it. Another teacher was the one that was filming it.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't you say something instead of filming?
I don't know whether she was on the officer's side saying yes and let's get this on video so that we are protecting ourselves, or whether she was saying this is outrageous and I'm going to film this, at which point you think the cop would have said, okay, let me take the handcuffs off.
Yeah. Hello, you dumb. Professional hackers all over Las Vegas this week, Jen Jen.
Mm-hmm.
If you
conference.
There's a conference of hackers.
That's a party.
9,000
None of
security.
Them paid for it. They all just hacked in.
Right.
They're all from the security world. Hackers, academics, government, law enforcement officials, professionals who are learning their craft. I find this to be way over the top. So, I'm trying to get the new technologies.
These people are heroes.
These the guys that are hackers are teaching these people how to combat hacking.
Right.
That's really what's going on.
They are
going
to save your butt.
What did you think about the Apple worm, Rich?
Rich is our confirmed
Apple snob.
There's
a story out today about the Apple worm that talks about how these group of hackers, they're the good guys, but they were able to hack into Mac and create a worm that, like, destroys the entire Apple system.
Oh, cool.
Really?
Yeah. No, hey, listen, I don't pretend that Mac is not vulnerable to any kind of hacking. But the reality is that any kind of a Microsoft system is like an 8-year-old who knows how to write code could hack a Microsoft system.
Yeah.
And there are
way more PCs
around the world than there are Mac systems.
Well, Greg Stevin, our technology guy, says it's pretty even now. It's evening out.
You know, it is getting there, but the bottom line is it's still harder to hack into Mac's code than it is a PC.
Here's something good from Silicon Valley. Ready? Husband and wife team who are big advocates. These people are and been investors, made billions of dollars in Silicon Valley. Mitch and his wife, Frida Klein, are investing $40 million.
Frida Klein.
Frida Klein.
Free decline.
Free decline.
Yes. They are involved in a couple of initiatives designed to give women a better shot at becoming technology entrepreneurs. I'm all for this. Many women come up with great ideas, but they don't get anywhere because they're women. As bad as that sexism is, we got plenty of it. It's alive and well in America. So they're kicking off this new initiative to bring greater diversity to the tech world. Because think about it. When you think of technology winners, you think of white guys, whether they're Zuckerberg's age.
Skinny and living in their parents' basement or something.
Yeah, those two little kids that started Google. You go to Steve Jobs. You go to Gates. All white guys. And so why women don't have any ideas? No. Women can't get any money. Men can get the money for their startups. Women can't. It is pretty damned outrageous when you get right down to brass tacks.
You know what else is outrageous?
What?
The energy that they use in office buildings. There's a formula used to calculate what the temperature should be.
Oh, yes. Tell that story. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So in a lot of buildings, you see energy consumption is a lot higher because basically what they're doing is they've calibrated it for men's metabolic rate. The study says most building thermostats follow a thermal comfort model that was developed in the 60s, which considers factors like air temperature, airspeed, vapor pressure, and clothing insulation, using a version of Fanger's thermal comfort equation, which is all of these numbers that I don't even begin to understand. And basically, it's converted into a 7-point scale and compared against the predicted percentage dissatisfied, a gauge of how many people will likely feel uncomfortably cool or warm.
What they're saying is that air conditioning is sexist and that men, the air conditioning is set in offices to deal with men and their suits and their whatever.
It's written for a resting metabolic rate. Based on a 40-year-old man weighing 154 pounds.
Yeah. You know what's so dumb, though? It is much easier to put a sweater on than to take clothing off at your office. So I would rather work in a cold office and just put a sweater on.
And that's what Kara and I go through the same thing every day. She's in the next studio to meet where
she
the thermostat
can't
strip
is. Because, you know.
Right. What am I going to say?
Come on.
14 before the hour, 46 after the hour on Good Day. Reaction in a moment to some of the things we've been talking about here on Good Day.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a 4-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo and Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes. Back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major. I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
All right, so we're on Good Day at 11 before the hour, 49 after the hour. Comments on the situation with those kids being handcuffed. Here's Tom, who writes, Richie, I don't see anything wrong with what the sheriff did. If you listen to the tape, sheriff is calm and talking to the children about acting appropriately. Here's a guy.
Burned. Wrong. Try again.
Hillary says, I don't think anyone is arguing no discipline as much as they're saying this isn't the way to do it. That being said, the sheriff probably did the only thing he knew how to do. It's not in his training to deal with children. And there we go. Once again, hitting the ball on the head as far as...
You know how you fix an ADHD kid that's like freaking out?
Yeah.
Take him out on the playground and let him run around for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Smart.
Let him climb the jungle gym.
But that's training.
Let him burn it off.
Here's Ryan, who said, I have ADHD, am covered in tats, but if I tried something at school, my dad would have beaten my head in for causing a disturbance. I think you're on the spot. He's in support of what the police officer did. Steve says, what a message. What you're seeing is a policeman having to do mom and dad's job. ADHD has become an excuse for parents, along with the notion that spanking is cruel, to allow their children to become little monsters by giving them drugs instead of discipline.
Absolutely true.
Not a bad point.
Yeah, that is a fairly good point. Yep. All right. Always interested in your wisdom. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day Show. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program at 51 after the hour.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
On the Good Day program, Greg Steffen, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, is here to go through. Last night we were talking about the radio program, and Meredith said to me, do you ever listen to yourself? And I thought, when I answered the question, the answer to that is very rarely do I ever listen back to these programs. And it has not anything to do with anything other than, I mean, I've been listening to myself in my ear for 6 hours a day for 50 some odd years. So what am I going to hear?
Changing the channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
And you have to listen to yourself 24/7.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I will tell you, when I do listen back, what I, and I mean this honestly, what I find find interesting is what I don't know, and this is, I hope, something for everybody who's listening. It ought to be that we pay more attention to the things that we don't know so that you can actually learn. A lot of people listen to radio, watch television programs, but especially radio. You know, you listen, we compare the formatics and talk to music. If you like country music, you listen to, go find a country music station. So if you like talk, you listen to the sorts of things that are either politically up your alley or conversationally up your alley, and you're not really learning anything. You don't learn by listening to those same yakkers every day, all day. There's very little you learn. I find listening to Greg on this program, because I am challenged when it comes to this stuff, part of it is my attitude toward it, but part of it is there's just so much of it, and I got other things going on. I don't want to pay attention to this world that we are all so much a part of. And I talk about those people who have an iPhone with them, next to them all the time. It's going off all the time. Last night we used the iPhone to find some information. We were actually trying to find Doug Steffen on the TuneIn Radio app, Jennifer, and where it was on CRN and all that stuff. But I mean, you put it down, you pick it up. You put it down, you pick it up. It's always there. Mm-hmm. And
if you're wearing an Apple Watch, you don't put it down.
Yeah, right, exactly. So anyway, Greg's here to speak about Apple and Mac and stuff. For those of you who thought you were safe, think again. That news coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
How much longer until the KIDSs are back in SCHOOL?
Just a few more weeks. But you know what you can do now?
What? Don't do anything.
Take them to Kmart and Sears for back to school items like backpacks, supplies, and apparel. That way, when school starts, they'll be ready to go. They're even giving away surprise points that we can use online or in store until August 5th. But don't wait that long. Go now.
Oh, okay. Keys.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See shopua.com for details.
Worm, squirm. Greg Steffen from Men's Health Magazine, technology editor, on the first firmware worm for a Mac. Sounds like something for an advertising campaign. But these guys are not happy because they've been touting forever that you'll never get hacked by a Mac or at a Mac, right? And this is now not true anymore.
It's always been a matter of when.
Uh-huh.
And I suspect for many, many years, people didn't worry when they had Macs about malware and viruses and hacks because the numbers just weren't there. If you were going to infect a computer system, you wanted to infect the one with the most computers, and now the playing field has become level.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there is now. The good news is this has been done by good guys or white hats.
So they did to
build their careers, frankly, and to demonstrate that it can be done. And in a sense, they're doing a public service. Mm-hmm. Better they do it and prove it than someone else to do it.
They just give somebody. You think it was happening anyway? This is just giving people ideas or not?
Oh, I don't think they didn't have to give the hackers the idea.
No, somebody's been trying
for a long time. Uh-huh. And so what they did was prove it, and that means a whole new industry of antivirus anti malware for Macs will now become necessary.
Good luck with that. All right, thanks for the good news there, Greg. Greg Steffen can be counted on for technology info that you won't find anywhere else other than here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.